Live from the Civic Media Studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, the effervescent Mr. Aaron Zommers. So after a good night's sleep, you're looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as my grandpa would say, Mr. Zommers.
Well, I didn't actually sleep that much last night, so something must be
working. You're faking it. You're faking it. I'll have what she's having. All right, very good. Well, it's good to have Mr. Zommers there on the board. Also joining us from a couple of guests here, one in-house, one via the world headquarters there. As it is Tuesday, and that means Tuesday Tangents with the one, the only, Luke Mathers. Lukester, how the heck are you?
I'm good, Todd. How are you? You're kind of a state traveler this week. I'm a traveling man.
Yeah, to Milwaukee tomorrow, but starting things out the beautiful Driftless, and joining us, this is fantastic. We have Phil, here's your mic. We have the station manager and host of Those Were the Days here at WRCO in Richland Center. Phil, it's great to have you back for two days of Phil. You can't beat that.
Good to be back here. I'm still waiting for my you brought donuts. That was my paycheck.
I brought donuts this morning. And if you were in Madison, Luke got married last week. And did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes, he and his lovely bride tied the knot, and he was kind enough to bring in leftover wedding cupcakes to the station yesterday. But I was here eating Quick Trip with you.
Congratulations. He's on his honeymoon yet, huh?
He is. Coming up soon. Not quite yet, but going to be going off that in a couple of weeks here. We've got cupcakes coming out of my ears, to say the least.
Do you really?
But yeah, there were a lot of mini cupcakes.
One of them was like raspberry. I love a good raspberry cupcake.
Yeah, that was the flavor for the entire wedding cake, too. So we did a smaller wedding cake with lemon raspberry, but then had the mini cupcakes where one of those flavors was still lemon raspberry, and it was very good.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, here's what happens when Luke comes on, Phil, on a Tuesday. He's kind enough. You can't see it if you don't have the stream, but he brings in his beautiful old leather satchel that he got from his great-grandfather. He oils it with mink oil. It's cushy, it's soft, and inside the satchel, he has Milwaukee Brewer baseball tickets. And you've been here for several years. You met Bob Uecker.
Oh, yeah.
And so Luke has been kind enough. Lukester, how many we got today? Six for Tuesday's game, is that correct?
Six for Friday's game. Today is
Tuesday. Oh, I'm sorry, six for Friday. That's right.
They're going to have to hurry and make plans.
True. Phil knows he's known me long enough. I'm always a day behind and a dollar short, let me tell you. But it's Friday night, 7:10. The San Diego Padres are in town, Major Garrett's team. 7:10, the first pitch. And so Mr. Nee is going to give us a trivia question. The first answer to call in is going to win all six tickets. Six of them. You and your five favorite buddies and friends, 844-967-2789. If you can answer this, Phil, go ahead.
All right, Todd. What year did Paul Molitor win the World Series MVP?
What year did Paul Molitor win the World Series MVP?
That's what I said.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. And you too could be going to the Milwaukee Brewers this Friday at 7:10 against the San Diego Padres.
Should be a good game.
I sure do. Seems like only yesterday.
Right?
Yeah. We got Josh Hader coming to town, so that's going to be a good one.
Oh, that's right. Josh Hader.
Forgot about that.
Not Bill Hader. That's a completely different person. Wouldn't it be great if Bill Hader and Josh Hader did a show together?
They're both tall.
Very, very tall. Well, coming up in Milwaukee, a baseball game, it will absolutely blow your socks off.
Well, I believe it's going to be his first time to Milwaukee wearing the Padres uniform, so it'll be interesting.
Ooh, really?
Will be.
We have our first caller.
Oh, very good, Mr. Summers. Who we got?
Bill from DeForest.
Bill from DeForest, not the trees, but DeForest. Bill, go ahead. What is your answer the year that Paul Molitor won the MVP in the World Series? Bill, are you there?
Yes, Bill, I would say there. 1982.
1982?
Yes.
1982, incorrect, I believe, Bill. Yep, sorry. Call back, Bill. Call back. 844-967-2789. Phil, give us the question one more time, please.
Well, Todd, what year did Paul Mahler win the World Series MVP?
What year did Paul... That was a great guess because probably thinking, well, the Brewers were in the World Series that year.
Right. He probably would have won it had they won. Or Robin Yount, obviously, right?
those darn Cardinals.
Those Cardinals and Daryl Porter, who was a former Brewer.
Terrible. So, yeah, not right. But who or what year did Paul Molitor win the World Series MVP?
Molitor's jersey that they gave away a few years back, his the throwback one that was a free. It was what I wore to the last Brewers game I was at.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
nice fantastic. Number four.
We have another caller. We have Oscar from Madison.
Oh, Oscar from Madison. Oscar, what say you? What year did the Paul Molitor win the World Series MVP?
1971.
1971? Incorrect. He wasn't even a Brewer then.
Yeah, so he was young.
I was just saying, he would have been a younger gentleman that 71, I believe.
He was born in, I believe, 57, so he would have been 14.
See, this is why I like working with Phil, because he's just a wealth of knowledge.
I just know old stuff.
I grew up doing radio with Phil, and I try every day to just be half the guy that Phil needs on the air.
Oh, boy.
One more quick one before the break. We have Don from the UW-Madison campus.
Don, what do you got?
I'm going to take a stab at it. I didn't look it up or anything. I'm going to take a stab. It probably was when he was with the Minnesota Twins. So I'm going to say 88.
Quickly. 88?
1988.
Incorrect.
So close. 1988.
Incorrect. Wow. Call back more on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock, live on location here at WRCE, WRCL in Richland Center. We have station manager and host of Those Were the Days every Saturday night, 6 until midnight. Also, the unofficial sports director, I suppose, the play-by-play voice of the Richland Center Hornets, the Ithaca Bulldogs, the River Valley Blackhawks. Kickapoo, I mean, yeah, River Valley, Weston.
And I replaced the paper towels here, too. So.
Most important thing. There we go.
That's right.
We got Phil. Thank you, Phil, for being so gracious and letting our show here. And in Madison at the Home World Headquarters, we have the one and only, the newlywed, that is Luke Mathers, the co-host of Town Call every afternoon from 12:15 until 1 o'clock. Great to have you all along with us. Mr. Nee, you are giving us a trivia question because Luke has unleashed 6 fresh tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers for this Sunday against the San Diego Padres
this
at
Friday.
7:10.
This Friday.
Friday.
It's not Tuesday. It's not Sunday. It's Friday.
It's a Friday night game. It's Harry Potter theme night at American Family Field as well. So I believe there is a Brewers Hogwarts kind of giveaway that's going on. So yes, Harry Potter theme night at AmFam Field on Friday evening as well.
Fantastic.
At least you didn't say County Stadium or Miller Park. So
I'll be checking out vacancies at Schmidt Woodland Hills Retirement Home before I leave town today. Don't worry about that. So, Phil, what's the trivia question? Let's get to it.
What year did Paul Molitor win the World Series MVP?
What year did Paul Molitor win the World Series MVP? And we have somebody from, is it Madison, Mr. Zomers?
Yes, Terry in Madison.
Terry in Madison, help me out, Terry. What say you? What year did Paul Molitor win the MVP in the World Series?
1993.
You are correct.
Ding, 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 ding. All right.
Very good. Terry, you are the big winner. You're going to be going to the game on Friday at 7:10 against the Padres. Are you listening to us over WMDX there in Madison or on the Civic Media app?
On the radio.
Fantastic. WMDX there in Madison on 92.7
every
FM
day,
and 1580 AM.
Every day on the radio. Every day.
You're the best. That's exactly the kind of people we like to listen to. You can listen to Luke before we come on at 12:15. You can download the Civic Media app. You can listen to Phil every morning or also on Saturday evenings on WRCO. There's so many choices, and we appreciate you listening to us, Terry.
Awesome, man. I appreciate you guys.
Have you been to a game yet this year? Watch the Brewers?
No, I haven't been to a game in a couple of years, but I am a Brewer fan.
Well, let me tell you, these seats are fantastic. They're the club level, cushy, look right into the Brewers dugout. You get to see the entire field. They're great seats. You're going to love them. And so stay on the line. Mr. Zomers will take all your information. We will email those to you. And here's a pro tip. Make sure you download the Major League Baseball app before you go. Otherwise, or just be technologically sound, because unlike Todd, you have to go ask the usher, how the heck do I get in?
How do I open my phone?
Yeah, really, I'm serious. So stay on the line. Terry, we appreciate you listening. Thank you so much, and enjoy the game. That's true. Have you used that app?
I have not. No.
Well, when Luke and Zomers and I and other, when he originally gave them to me, to my phone, and walking in, I'm trying to fiddle around. He's like, "Here, just let me do it."
Your flip phone wasn't cutting it. Huh?
It's just easier that way.
See, he's learned. He's learned. If you just do it myself, don't ask God.
Yeah, another terrific seats, and you can listen to the Brewers all season long on WRCE, where you're originating from right now today, Todd, on News from the Center, out of Richland Center. And you can also listen to the crew on WISS Oshkosh Air Support throughout the Fox Valley as well. Big 1100 AM out of Oshkosh. So you can listen to the Brewers all season long on the several different civic media stations,
including right here. And Phil, WRCE used to be RCOAM, but RCE been carrying Brewers since almost the beginning.
Ever since 1970, we've had them on every year. Wow. So yeah, that's pretty fantastic. Cool. And sadly, yes, Paul Mahler won the World Series MVP 1993 while a member of the Toronto Blue Jays. So it's been 30 years.
Thirty year anniversary.
Yes,
I remember, because I think that's probably why. Don't you think, Luke? That's why the one person guessed 82, because he was thinking he was still with the Brewers.
Yeah. That would be my guess. That was my first thought. I was like, oh, but they don't win that year. So I was like, why would he get the MVP? Yeah, so yeah. I was skeptical, but that was where my mind went first.
Do you remember when he got traded?
I sadly do, yeah. I was
ticked off at Sealy.
I was too, absolutely, because it sounded like they could have asked, had a few more dollars and they would have had him. But then again, he would have never had a World Series MVP.
And by all accounts, I think it's great. Did you ever meet him?
No, never met Paul Mahler.
You met Euchre, though.
Euchre, yes, and just kind of shook hands with Robin once.
Oh, really?
I was always a Robin Yount guy.
Yeah, just a workhorse.
Yep.
A great guy. Phil, you're a workhorse. Any games this afternoon?
Nope, not this afternoon. Resting up for Friday Night Football.
Oh, very good. Who are you doing?
We have Fenimore at Richland Center this week.
Oh. As Coach Avitus Rip, the late great one, said, they'll tear their front porch off.
Exactly. Hey, good to be with you again.
Always great to see you. Phil Nee here at WRCE, WRCO. Thanks, Phil. Really appreciate
you.
You bet,
buddy.
Great to see you, Phil.
Luke, what's on your mind? I want to know, for people, we talked about this last week. You got married. I don't want to ask you too much of your personal questions if you don't want to divulge it. But I'm assuming you look fantastic, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm assuming the wedding went well and all is well. All is well.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a tremendous day. It was a lot of fun, and boy, are people right when they say it goes by fast. It just flew by. So it was there and it was gone. So a lot of months of planning that went into it, and all of a sudden, it was already Sunday. So it was a tremendous day, though. We had a lot of fun. We really appreciate all of family and friends that came out to celebrate with us, and I'm looking forward to a lifetime with my wife.
Wow. Congratulations to you both. You're both fantastic people, and I'm so happy. Glad the weather was seemed to be pretty nice as well for you guys.
I was worried we were going to hit this heat wave right when it was happening, because that was what was originally scheduled for. Like when I checked the 10-day forecast when we were 10 days out, and it was going to be like 90 degrees in Milwaukee, and I was like, oh, geez. And all the groomsmen were supposed to wear tuxes with me, and I almost was like, okay, we're just going to do the vests and the ties for the groomsmen instead. But luckily, it was a little toasty, but it was a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and we really couldn't have asked for better weather when it came down to it, and we're really excited.
Well, Well, great. That's fantastic. As I said, very happy for you guys and glad it went well. Things are getting hot in Wisconsin, Luke, not just on the outside, but tomorrow night in Fiserv Forum, the Republicans are in town for the big presidential debate. I want to get your take on this because we talked about it last hour. The Trumpster not going to be here, and we went through kind of the list of people who are. And the question I was asking, are people satisfied with the slate of people that will be on the stage? Do you think that's representative of the current iteration of the Republican Party, or does it just kind of make you leaving wanting something more? What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I was kind of in the camp that I thought he was going to show. And so I'm a little, I didn't know for certain. It seems like he's still going to try to have a lot of the conversation be surrounding him. Just the fact that he's not going to be there. All the candidates are going to have to still mention or at least acknowledge the fact that he's the front runner, but not there present. And, it's a very interesting dynamic though, because he is the front runner, and one of the reasons why he's not going to be there is because he would not sign the RNC's pledge to support the eventual nominee that everybody else on that stage signed. And so all of them are agreeing to be able to support whoever the eventual nominee is, while the front runner, who was most likely to be that nominee at this point, is not going to be there. So it's a very interesting dynamic of what's going on with this debate tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Civic Media is going to be covering it the entire day from the Deer District, so you're going to have to stay tuned as those updates continue. But it's interesting to say the least, Todd.
And what I think is one of the things we're focusing on, cause look, I get it. I know that a lot of people are like, I have no interest. There was a couple of calls already last hour. I have no interest in voting Republican. Not going to happen for me. And I get that, respect that. As a former Republican, I certainly don't see anybody on the current slate that I would vote for either. But I think what's interesting is that Wisconsin, regardless of whether you plan to vote Republican or Democratic or something else next year, Wisconsin's going to once again be the fulcrum point, ground zero for the 2024 election. And I think as Wisconsinites, that's what makes it interesting tomorrow. The national media attention, are they going to talk about issues that matter to Wisconsin tomorrow night on the debate stage? Are they going to talk about issues that matter to the Midwest? And without Trump there, are we actually going to see, because they keep saying, no, we're no longer the party of Trump. Well, tomorrow night, Luke, to me, is like a chance for them to prove that and prove that they've stepped away from Trumpism.
I have a feeling, though, that's not going to be the case. It's going to be the case of rather than
they have a chance.
Rather than the elephant in the room, Todd, it's going to be the elephant that's not in the room with Donald Trump, former Republican President Donald Trump, not being there on the debate stage, but still the presumptive nominee at this point. Like, he is leading. Right. There are we saw this over the 2016 cycle when there were a lot of individuals saying, no, Donald Trump does not represent the Republican Party. He does not represent what we strive for. And they were all trying to be the alternative. But there were so many individuals that were in that race that Donald Trump was able to lock up the nomination in 2016 with a 30-40% hold on the Republican base. And so now it seems, all things considered, that he's got even more support in the Republican base. And yes, there's fewer candidates trying to vie to be that alternative, but there are still too many dividing that non-Trump support in the Republican Party's base. And so it will be interesting to see if there's one alternative that arises from tomorrow night's debate, or if it's going to continue to be several different individuals vying to be that alternative.
I mean, that CBS poll came out this weekend. What, Trump is 60-some percent? I mean, his numbers just keep going up, and DeSantis is falling, and he's number two now at what, like 16%, 17%?
A CBS national poll isn't the poll that I'm looking at, Todd, though. There was an interesting one out of the Des Moines Register, the Des Moines, Iowa paper that is really the paper of record for the state of Iowa, which gets to launch off the primary season. They're going to send their voters to caucus, I believe, middle of January next year. And so Trump only had 42% support in that one. So it will be interesting to see if he doesn't have maybe some of the high expectations that these national polls are still saying he has after Iowa and then shortly thereafter New Hampshire, if all of a sudden there is the lane for an alternative to be able to hit. But so far, until we see voters actually going to caucus and going to the polls, it doesn't seem like there is going to be an alternative.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. The board registry, you're right, at 42%, but then you ask yourself, well, I mean, you know, who's even close to that? Because 42% split, you know, eight ways. I mean, that's a pretty big lead already, right? And if Trump wins Iowa, I think a lot of people just think, well, it's over. That someone has to stand up and beat him, or at least come in a darn close second in Iowa, just to have someone else have a fighter's chance.
Well, Iowa's all expectations, so I don't even know if anybody has to beat him in Iowa, but if somebody comes in second, much closer than what those numbers say, that could be all of a sudden the chink in the armor that changes the narrative in the Republican primary.
He always comes in first, our poll. It is Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call every afternoon, 12:15 to 1. We appreciate you, Luke. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Milwaukee. Thank you so very much.
Looking Luke Mathers.
Me too. Back after this on the other side, the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. Wherever that may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:33 on a Tuesday afternoon here on location at WRCE AM 1450 at FM 107 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, back in the hometown, the Driftless area. Tomorrow we'll be coming to you on location from the other side of the state, Milwaukee. In downtown Milwaukee, we will be at the wonderful Whitetail Milwaukee, a great bar. I'm going to be there on location for the Republican presidential debate. The show will originate there, along with As Goes Wisconsin, with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinier from 10 till noon. The News at Noon with Terry Bell, Town Call with Will Walter and Luke Mathers, our show, and then Matt Flynn Direct, also coming to you live on location. And then Crudy and Dom and the Devils are going to do their own little program on location at a different site, inviting some friends to come along with them. So
at
join
the
them
Roman
four
coin.
To six. Very good. The Roman coin. And then we'll be back at the Whitetail with our show, Kristen Bry co-hosting that with me. Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the Republican nomination starts here. Our program from 6 until 8. Rick Wilson, the founder of the Lincoln Project, along with Trevi Olson, also a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. Stuart Stevens from the Lincoln Project, along with Bill McCoshin, longtime Republican chief of staff to Governor Tommy Thompson, also Secretary of Commerce. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler and Charles Franklin for the Marquette Law School poll, along with some of our own civic media folks as well, will all be there. And covering this, analyzing what it means to Wisconsin, we encourage you to tune in either over your radio or on the stream as well on the app starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow live from Fiserv Forum, or at least just outside Fiserv Forum. And the thing that's bringing me the most joy, Mr. Zommers is accommodating us and changing his schedule. He will be on the board, our producer and engineer back in Madison. Mr. Zommers, we appreciate that more than you know.
Well, I will be glad to be part of such a special event.
Well, it should be. It should be. And again, I get that some people are like, well, you know, we don't want to vote Republican. That's fine. That's fine. But, I mean, we're trying to give some insight into what happens during these things and before them. Because Trigvy and Rick Wilson and Stuart Stevens have all worked on Republican presidential campaigns. And so they're going to give you a taste, a little bit of insight, what happens in these rooms before they go out on stage. So I just think the insight to what happens at presidential debates is interesting, and then what this means to the Wisconsin voter. So all that coming up. We're looking forward to all of that tomorrow. Right now, I'm going to shift gears a little bit and talk to you about something that came out yesterday that I think is absolutely fantastic, and another reason that we pursue truth around here, that we tell you what's up and what's going on. There's been a lot of talk, in terms of, well, geez, you know, Joe Biden, you know, what's he really done? What have Democrats actually done? What has Joe Biden done to get reelected? And as a former Republican staffer, at both the state Senate and U.S. congressional level. You hear this all the time, right? Well, what has your boss actually done? And most of the time, the people that I work for, I can point to tangible things. But sometimes when it comes to your party, you think, well, you know, we passed a lot of bills, but what can we actually show people, right? So there's a lot of talk going into tomorrow. And you're going to hear this tomorrow night at the Republican debate about, well, Joe Biden hasn't done anything. You should think about voting for one of us because he hasn't done anything. Well, here now came out yesterday from the United States Department of Agriculture in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. This coming from Joe Biden's United States Department of Agriculture. U.S. Department of Ag, Rural Development, Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa announced a $28 million Reconnect loan to Reedsburg Utility Commission to provide reliable, affordable, high-speed internet to nearly 10,000 people in southwest Wisconsin. As someone who grew up where I'm at today, in Richland Center, in southwest Wisconsin, Reedsburg is just a stone's throw from here, about a half-hour drive to the west, to the east, in Sauk County. And Joe Biden's United States Department of Agriculture, under the infrastructure bill, now law, going to provide $28 million to reconnect loan to the Reedsburg utility to bring high-speed internet to nearly 10,000 people. And we have talked about this before, that there is no greater need to invest in internet, particularly high-speed internet, than in rural Wisconsin. And we've talked about this on this show before. I feel strongly that the internet, high-speed internet, is no longer a luxury. It's utility. It's a necessity. Quote in this article, reliable high-speed internet connects business owners to customers and new markets, expands educational opportunities for students, and enables people to access medical care without leaving their home, said Julie Lassa. I'm pleased to announce this $28 million Reconnect loan to the Reedsburg Utility Commission, as it will bring new opportunities to residents and businesses in rural southwest Wisconsin. It's part of the Biden-Harris administration's commitment to investing in rural infrastructure for everyone. Think about that. The Biden administration dedicating themselves to investing in rural infrastructure. Now, juxtapose that to the person who represents where I'm sitting right now, State Senator Howard Markline, the co-chair of the powerful Joint Finance Committee, and Tony Kurtz also sits on the powerful Joint Finance Committee on the Assembly side. They had an opportunity to invest millions of dollars in rural infrastructure for high-speed internet in Wisconsin to where I'm sitting right now, the same area, and we had a $7 billion and now estimated at nearly $4 billion surplus in this state. And what did Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz and the other Republicans in the state legislature do? They took a powder. They took a pass. They said, no. No, we're not going to actually invest money into southwest Wisconsin, into rural Wisconsin for high-speed internet. And you don't want to know what they said? They sat right in this station where I'm at now and said to my colleague, well, you know, you put all that money there, there's not enough people to do the work. It just sit there. It's not going to get done because there's not enough people to put all this in. That's what they said. Well, geez, I don't know, Howie. I don't know, Tony. Maybe you could use part of that money to actually hire people and train them to install this to bring high-speed internet. Republicans are making excuses in this state, at the state level, not to invest in rural Wisconsin with high-speed internet. Meanwhile, what is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris do? They put in $28 million now to bring high-speed internet to places like the Reedsburg Utility Commission. According to this release, they'll use the $28 million to deploy a fiber-to-the-premise network benefiting 9,661 people, 319 businesses, 289 farms, and 8 educational facilities in Richland, Dane, Iowa, Juneau, and Sauk counties. The Reedsburg Utility Commission will make high-speed internet affordable by participating in the Federal Communication Commission's Affordable Connectivity Program. Think of that. It's not just Reedsburg that's going to benefit from this. It's people in Richland County, where I'm at now, Dane County, Iowa County, Juneau County, and Sauk County. Now, in the last presidential election, who won Richland County? Donald Trump. Who won Juneau County? Donald Trump. It was pretty close in Sauk County. I don't have the paper in front of me. I can't tell you about Iowa. And of course, Dane County went for Biden. But the point is, does Joe Biden hold a grudge and say, well, they didn't vote for me, so I'm only going to give this money to Dane County? No. Because when Joe Biden took the oath, he said, you know what? I'm here to represent all America. And that's what he's doing. And he is bringing real dollars, $28 million, and investing in rural high-speed internet in Richland County, Iowa County, Juneau County, Sauk County, and Dane County. So I don't want to hear from people tomorrow night, oh, well, you know, Joe Biden hasn't done anything. Democrats haven't done anything. We're here to help rural America. Really? Really? Because that's not what the numbers show, guys. In this release yesterday from Director Julie Lasso. By the way, Julie Lasso is a former state senator and one of the finest people in the state Senate that I ever had the opportunity to know. Was a Democrat, but I would say more of a moderate Democrat, represented a rural area in central Wisconsin, predominantly rural, some urban. Doing a great job as director of the USDA up in Stevens Point. According to this release, today's high-speed internet investments are part of the fourth funding round. Not one, not two, not three, but the fourth funding round of the ReConnect program. Many residents and businesses in rural areas would not have high-speed internet services without the ReConnect program, as the program is a key part of the Biden administration's Internet for All initiative to connect everyone in America to high-speed internet by 2030. The announcement includes $667 million in USDA investments in Alaska, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Illinois, Iowa, and it goes on. Over a dozen states across the country. This is the kind of bipartisanship we need. The Bipartisan Infrastructure Act that was put together by Secretary Pete Buttigieg and fostered through, and yes, Republicans joined, several Republicans joined Democrats in passing this, and I thank them and I salute them for it. None in Wisconsin. So when you hear Ron Johnson or Derek Van Orten or anybody else in Wisconsin trying to say, well, this is really great, guess what? They didn't vote for it. Just like Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz voted no on putting Wisconsin surplus money into rural infrastructure. This bipartisan infrastructure law provides $65 billion to ensure every American has access to affordable, reliable, high-speed internet through a historic investment in broadband infrastructure deployment. What say you? Are you happy that somebody finally is putting real money into Wisconsin, into rural Wisconsin? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on this. Are you getting reliable internet where you're from? I want to, especially, I'll take all callers, but would especially love to hear from people in rural parts of the state. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Joe Biden, the administration, putting in $28 million to high-speed internet yesterday, particularly right here in southwest Wisconsin. Meanwhile, Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz, Republicans in the state Senate and Assembly, respectively, vote no on putting more money in because they say, well, you know, there's just nobody to do the job. It's funny how that works. The Biden administration found people to do the job. How about putting it where it matters most, to locals? You see what they did there? You see, it used to be Republicans believed in local control. Joe Biden is putting $28 million into local control so that we have high-speed internet. 844-967-2789. Back with you after this. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before Matt Flynn Direct takes the microphone. Matt Flynn, great guy, great host. You're always going to learn something, probably going to chuckle as well. Matt Flynn will break it all down from you. He is an attorney. He's been in the courtroom. He understands the law. He is also a former chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, so he gets politics as well. Your calls, history in the making, Matt Flynn Direct, right after our show. Then coming up after that, at 4 o'clock, it is the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. At 6 o'clock, Maggie Dawn. And then coming up at 8 o'clock, it is Rick Smith Across America, followed by our friend Robert Pilot and Native Roots Radio. A great lineup today on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, we'll be joining you tomorrow, live from Milwaukee, from Whitetail, Milwaukee. Great bar, great place to have a cocktail. If you're ever down there during a Bucks game, if you go to a Marquette University basketball game, if you go down there for a concert and you're in the Deer District, just walk across Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, right next to the river. And beautiful facility called Whitetail, Milwaukee. And you can have yourself a drink, all kinds of great screens if you want to watch your favorite sporting event as well. And of your favorite bartender as well, Whitetail, Milwaukee. That is where we will be. It is right by the river, Mr. Zomers. Not like the old Chris Farley, you know, eating cheese in a van down by the river. Not like that kind of river, but it's the beautiful Milwaukee River there.
I've never been. I mean, I've been to the Milwaukee River. I've been to Milwaukee. Right. I haven't been to Whitetail.
Yeah, well, we'll have to get you down there sometime. But a great, great facility. Not tomorrow. You have to be in Madison to help us out. But yeah, if you're ever down in Milwaukee, head on over to Whitetail next to or across the street from the Deer District. A great place. And we appreciate them being so helpful in getting all of our lineup tomorrow and gathered up. Going to be live for the Republican debate tomorrow. Several surprise guests, I'm sure, as well. Trygve Olson already there. I have checked in with him. He is already on the ground scouting it out. He said it was a little hard getting on the plane from D.C. to Milwaukee without being recognized. saw several Republicans that knew him, and he knew them. Oh, what are you going for? Oh, what are you doing now? You know, he's a popular guy. People don't realize he's a popular guy. He's well known.
I mean, especially, I'm sure, among Republican operatives or Republicans, because he used to work with them.
He used to work for a lot of people.
In a very successful capacity.
Yes. And then like me and like Rick Wilson and others said, you know what? This ain't quite what we signed up for and left the Republican Party. What do you think on this? A few minutes left here for you to call in. We'd love to hear from you about this story we were talking about before the break. United States Department of Agriculture Director Julie Lassa in Stevens Point announcing $28 million investment by the Biden-Harris administration directly into Reedsburg, Wisconsin, here in southwest Wisconsin, going to benefit several communities to help bring high-speed internet to rural areas. But yet, Republicans in the state legislature, in the form of Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz and others, vote no when we have a $4 billion surplus left of our tax money?
Well, you know,
I just think it's... Go ahead.
Just because someone is the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, the committee responsible for determining how to use the state's finances, apparently doesn't mean that they determine how to use the state's finances. As right, he said, he said his hands are tied. The people overestimate what they can do.
That's what he said. That's what our Mark Line said, Tony Kurtz, when they came out here. And they were closing down the Richland campus, the UW system was. And of course, for all intents and purposes, it's now closed. But he said, well, you know, I mean, people think we have all this power and we don't. Well, it turns out, remember this, on the last vote of this year's Joint Committee on Finance, it's called a 999. They won't use that word. It's code. It's a 999. It's a catch-all bill. And in that bill, or motion, I should say, the right word is a motion. In that last motion, Howard Markline, as the co-chair, allowed over $3 million to be put in to help with the transition at UW-Washington over in Dewey Strobel's district, the state senator, the Republican over there in southeast Wisconsin. So even though Markline and Kurtz said that they couldn't put any money in to help save or transition the Richland campus here in Richland County, they still allowed and vovoted for money to be $3 million to be sent to UW-Washington in the exact same situation. And to his discredit, Governor Evers vetoed that out of the final budget, by the way. Washington County never got that money. Under he claimed that, well, I don't want to be unfair, let one place get it and another place not. I say forget. I mean, Washington was smart. And I got no problem with Washington County getting that $3 million. And you know what? Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Howard. But it would have been nice if you didn't lie to people here in Richland County. And you would have done the same thing for your own constituents who actually elected you. And this is a theme with these people, you understand? They look right at you at these listening sessions. They say, well, you know, all we could do is listen. There really isn't a whole lot we could do.
And you ask, them a question and they give you a different answer, as in like for a different question.
Well, even worse than that, they vote a different way. Right? They say they can't get money for the transition for the Richland campus in Richland County, but they get $3 million for Washington.
Maybe they're not the same exact situation, but something tells me that they're not going to want to comment on that because it is.
Because it is. And the same way with internet. That they say that they don't want to put, you know, and they use this lame excuse. Well, it just doesn't make sense to invest state tax money into rural infrastructure. Well, you know, we're not going to find people to do these jobs, so we don't want to put that money there. But by golly, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg, they seem to find people that could use it in the Reedsburg utility. A great local utility in southwest Wisconsin in Sauk County. And I started making this point before the break. Was in the Republican Party for over 25 years. One of the main tenets was local control. That decisions could be best made locally rather than in Madison or Washington, which I believe. I still do. But somewhere along the way, and particularly during the Scott Walker administration, they abandoned those principles in Wisconsin. And they started usurping local control, particularly on issues like fracking. And said, you know what, local county board, local town board, local village board, you don't know best. We're going to pass laws in Madison that usurp your power. And we're going to force you to do the bidding of the high-powered lobby industry who's putting money into our campaign coffers. And it's the exact same thing here. The Biden administration is giving money to rural Wisconsin, proof positive. Watch for that tomorrow night on the debate stage with Republicans. We'll be there in Milwaukee. Talk to you then. Thanks to Phil Nee, Luke Mathers, Aaron Zommers. We'll see you in Milwaukee tomorrow. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep banging your drum. Matt Flynn is next. Don't go anywhere. Yeah.